Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. And you know what Doug doesn't like is baseball. Feels like there's some empty seats here tonight because people care so much about the World Series, which I thought was a thing people didn't care about anymore. But then when a team that hasn't gotten into it for a million gazillion years gets into it, then suddenly it becomes very exciting. Is it weird to have this in front of my face the whole time? So I think this is how I'm going to do it because I have... I'm just going to jump to this since you've already seen it. Thanks to the folks at Starz, I have an Ash versus the Evil Dead foam chainsaw hand. Tired of being number one? Put a chainsaw on your hand instead. And sort of say that you're number one, but through chainsaw. Plus a lot of other stuff from Ash versus Evil Dead in the prize bag tonight. They sent me a ton of promotional materials, and I will get them all out of my house. We're coming to you once again from our original home, the UCB Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. That's right. Give it up for all of those things. Especially the Franklin part of it, the Franklin location. I love this block. It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. Only 2 weeks until the presidential election. Let me see some name tags that I can vote for. Audience, we've got one, we've got two, three, four. Oh, there's plenty. Okay, just wanted to make sure there was enough. We'll get into it more specifically in a little while, but I just want to make sure there was enough to go around, because as you could see, I've got four guest seats here tonight. Doug plugs, Doug loves scary movies this Thursday night, October 27th at Cobbs in San Francisco. Wear your Halloween costumes, give them a test run. SF. Saturday, Douglas Movies comes to the first ever Now Hear This Fest in Anaheim, California. Minneapolis, Doug is going to love movies again at the Women's Club of Minneapolis on Saturday, November 5th at 4:20. DouglasMovies.com. DouglasMovies.com. From the corrections department, I'm going to see how long I can pause. I'm going to see if I can stretch that pause out to like a minute. Like really hammy acting, you know, like Stanley Tucci in The Core. I'll tell you what I think we should do.
We should drill into the core.
I think he has a pause like that in that movie. All right, from the corrections department, it's forces of nature, not force. Oops. The guy who runs Dorky's, you guys may have not heard this yet, but I may have impugned a gentleman by saying he was racist, a guy who owns a barcade up in Tacoma, Washington. And I just want to say that after his supposed racist tirade that he made publicly and got in a lot of heat for, he donated two nights worth of profit to Black Lives Matter. So he donated all those quarters because it's a barcade. So I don't know how they transported them. I don't know how that works. Might have cut them a check. But no matter what, he tried to make good on that. Now, this all happened a couple years ago, too, so who really cares? Here's another correction I don't give a shit about. 2FBC is the correct title of the Dennis Leary's Sandy Bullock joint. Yeah, nobody cares. I get one person tweet at me these things, and I feel like I have to, you know, this is such a, all right, the prize bag also has, I just gave up on that. Let's get to the prize bag, get the guests out here. What are you rambling about? We got some honey mustard pretzels. Yeah, I got like a wine gift basket thingy. Not wine. It had Tito's vodka in it. And I quit alcohol for 30 days. So that's probably why I'm off my game tonight. Because today is day 3. Here's a Duclos Movies t-shirt. We got Phil Bill, the coloring book that everybody's ranting and raving about. We got a hat and a shirt and a souvenir book, all from Ash vs. Evil Dead, not to mention an Ash vs. Evil Dead bag. But I dare to say that the winner of the prize bag tonight, one of the 7 or 8 people who made a name tag, is going to go home with a lot of shit. But also, and we'll get to this in a second as well, I think we have a very special prize for everyone that's here tonight. Yeah. Let's get my guests out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Andy Signor, Dave Waite, Sean Jordan, and Kate Micucci. Come on out, you guys. Yeah, right? Somebody in the audience already saw your prize bag, Andy, and they're like, oh, shit. That guy brought some stuff. All right, so everybody, let's all try to scoot down that way a little bit. Sean, just use the end of the table there. Try not to turn your back to the lovely folks in the side section. And, that worked out great. All right, we all got enough room. But let's start with the first timer on the panel, first time guest on the show. It's Andy Signor, everybody. From Screen Junkies. What's your title over there? President?
Yeah, something like that. Creator, president, all around in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge of Screen Junkies, which people love. They get to check out a lot of this stuff for free on YouTube and whatnot and at screenjunkies.com. But there's a paywall situation over there.
There is.
Get lots of fun stuff, including my show Pitch Off and also a show with Kevin Smith and what's his name?
Jason Mewes.
I love how you go, you should definitely
sure
know.
Who you're talking to.
You see him once every
Jay and Silent Bob, yeah. Unboxing toys week to week.
Yeah, they unbox toys on camera. And that's a show. And that's that's the beauty of Screen Junkies, is they're breaking boundaries and doing different things. In my show, they gave me my own studio that I get to run, and I get to have people come in and pitch ideas to me. Which brings me to another guest on the panel. Kate Micucci's here, everybody. She recently participated as a contestant on Pitch Off, and tell everybody what that experience was like for you.
Should I give away spoilers? It's okay.
Yeah, sure. It comes out on November 9th is when your episode will be available at Screen Junkies Plus. But Go ahead. Well, spoil away.
Well, it was a category that I knew nothing about. And
oh, that's right. We wanted you to talk about the Marvel Universe.
Make yes. a Wes Anderson Marvel movie.
Yeah, yes. A Wes Anderson Marvel movie. But they use the initials. What are the initials for Marvel Universe?
MCU.
Yeah, what is Marvel?
Cinematic.
Cinematic Universe. So we just sent you a thing saying MCU, and you probably were immediately like, what the fuck is MCU?
Yeah, I didn't know what
MCU thought it was. I thought it was where Kiefer Sutherland works on 24.
I thought it was like, you know, like how they have like Man Crush Mondays. Like, I thought it was something like...
Yeah, the old Man Crush Under.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, all right, I got that. Oh, no, I don't
Man
know
Crush Undercarriage. Who's got the best bottom ball?
But then
So you were confused by that, and you had to come in and pitch. But I think you were a real good sport about it, and you still had some fun ideas. And we can't say if you won or lost. And also, there's nothing really to win or lose. We're just really looking for some new great ideas, like a Wes Anderson Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
I don't know that I had any good ideas for you, but I had a fun time, and thanks for having me on it. And in my episode, I would say I will give one hint. I phone a friend, sort of.
Yeah, not sort of. She had a friend write out a pitch for her. She read it from her phone.
Yeah,
Doug called him on speakerphone.
It's fun. It's a fun episode, as they all are. So check those out, and check out Kate singing the Christmas version of the Doug Loves Movies theme in the upcoming weeks between every year between Thanksgiving and New Year's. We use your version of the song with Ricky Lindholm, the other half of Garfunkel and Oates.
And bring out the jingle bells.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what else? Oh, you're the star of Don't Think Twice. We have to talk about that.
Well, I don't know that I'm... Thank you. I don't know that I'm the star.
You're surrounded by a bunch of slobs, and you really bring the whole thing home.
I have to tell you, I was in Westwood at a theater, and it would just so happened that they were screening Unleashed, that movie I did about the dog and the cat. And you know, thank you for the few people that came to that screening.
I think they just love dogs and cats.
Yeah, maybe that's
who can't clap for dogs and cats.
Everybody would be clapping for dogs and cats. But as I was leaving, they were taking down the Unleashed name and on the marquee and putting up Don't Think Twice, and it just said my name and then Don't Think Twice, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm flattered that you would put my name up there, but I don't think, you know, I'm not like, you should really put Mike Birbiglia's name up there. And then the guy's like, oh, your name was the only one that worked with the amount of letters we had. I was the star of Don't Think Twice.
We had a lot of C's laying around
exactly.
For Micucci. That's, wow.
It was very sweet.
Because we play a game on this show called cable billing. Yeah, that's it. And in that game, I'll just name on Time Warner Cable, they'll just do the most random, in every cable system, they'll pick two random people from a movie. Like for Don't Think Twice, don't be surprised if it says Kate Micucci and Tammy Sager or something like that.
Right.
And skips over Mike and all the other people that are in it.
Keegan and Gillian. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. They do weird things with that, and so we turn it into a game on the show. Moving on! I just wanted to mention, though, that Don't Think Twice is, Michael Jackson once said, remember to always think twice. Do think twice. I mean, that was something he was saying to Billie Jean, so, you know, in her case, maybe she should always think twice, and in your case, you don't have to.
Maybe that'll be the sequel.
What?
Dave Wade is here, everybody.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Hello.
We first met you on Doug Loves Movies in Chicago. Was that the first time you did it?
I was here.
Here? In this very theater?
Yeah, man.
You were sitting one seat over?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm remembering it. And then we also hung out last August at the Talia Theater in Chicago.
Yeah, we did
okay.
that.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah. So you've got quite a history with the show. And I think Andy's going to be really good at the games, I have a feeling. The way he's been looking at the answers on this piece of paper. No, they're on the other side. It's all good. But and Kate's always great at this stuff. So are you feeling good today, Dave?
I just want to know why that guy's phone is in his sock. That's really throwing me the fuck off.
Yeah, see, it takes a little thing like that.
Really thick.
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere else in this panel asked this guy to do that just to throw you off. It's kind of like, Trump bringing Obama's half brother to the debate. I'm sure this guy is somebody's half brother with his with his phone in his sock.
I think it's a really good idea.
It's got a heavy-duty sock, man. You don't walk around with it down there. That's just during showtime. When you're just kicking back watching the show.
No one's going to walk up with a butterfly knife and say, give me what's in your fucking sock.
And that's Sean Jordan, everybody. Oh, I'm introducing Sean Jordan. He switched it. Sean Jordan was getting the smattering because we're all talking.
All right.
We're all obsessed with the sock.
I think it's a good idea. I wasn't going to say anything about it.
He switched the sock.
He did. It's like that cup trick that you see with people doing on the streets. Which ball's the cup in? Which sock's my phone in?
Sean and I met in Sioux Falls.
Best city in the world, you're
one
right.
One of the Dakotas. Yeah. And South. I don't think I've done anything in North Dakota. That might be one of my states that I got to cross off the list somehow. Which city would you recommend in North Dakota?
Oh, Fargo.
Fargo.
Oh, shit. My fault.
Yeah. Was I looking at you, Dave?
My bad. I got excited. I love Fargo.
You had the same answer, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Is it just the movie that you like and the TV series based on it, or do you really like going to Fargo?
I like it. Yeah, there's like a place called Sweet-O Burrito where they put french fries.
Sweet-O Burrito?
Yeah, they put
french fries. I'm in.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
They put french fries in a burrito,
it's
dog.
It's called Fargo. Just add O to everything. Yeah. And then Fargo, fuck yourself.
Fargo's not bad. Fargo's all right.
But we met in Sioux Falls, and I'd love to do one of these there someday if we think we could scrape up enough people to check it out. Yeah, I think it's worth a shot. Why not, right?
I'm saying. I'll be there over Christmas at the new comedy club, Wackos with a Z.
All right. You don't have to make up comedy clubs just to make Sioux Falls seem
Wackos
cooler.
Wackos with a Z. I try to stick up for that city.
All right, come Wackos. On.
Yeah, it's real.
Sean, let's start with you because I feel we should build in this direction to what Andy has brought for us this evening.
Oh,
what do you have for the prize bag?
Went a little nuts at Target. They got a lot of Halloween candy. So first we have candy corn peeps. Dog.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
God damn peeps. It. What a weird tasting thing that must be.
I bet you they are so fucking dope.
Nobody's trying to put candy corn flavor into anything but candy corn.
You need to talk to Target because they're throwing in granola bars. They have it in healthy stuff. Stuff that's supposed to be healthy, like, I don't know, granola bars, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only example you're going to have for
caramel apple Twizzlers off okay. the chains. Those are dope.
And so a variety of candies, let's
variety
say.
Variety of candies, and then Scream, a Blu-ray Scream, because it's fucking dope.
That's neat.
I got to stop saying dope. And then an album, since I don't have one, I keep giving my roommates out, Ian Carmel on Kill Rock Stars, because it's awesome. There we go. Different word.
There you go.
So that's what I got.
What'd you think of the movie Dope?
I loved it.
Okay, good.
We went together. It was
great
all
job. But there was a great chance to say dope again, and you didn't do it, so good for you. Kate, what do you have for the prize bag?
Mine's not nearly as elaborate. Not knowing much about, Wes Anderson, I brought the Grand Budapest
Hotel, right. Yeah, you got to do your research now.
And then I just brought two T-shirts that I made. One says, I don't usually wear socks, but I'm planning on going bowling later. But you
still and I need my phone.
This guy in the front always.
You need to do a new version of that where there's a phone tucked into the sock.
It should say I always wear socks, and that's how I carry my phone. And then there's another T-shirt that I made, and this one is just it says Howard liked little boobs. Little boobs liked top hats because Howard is holding hands with a girl who has little boobs, but she's wearing a top hat.
So,
there you go. Two T-shirts and a movie.
I'd like to see a TV series called Little Boobs and Top Hat. Sounds like they could solve a lot of crimes. What do you got for us here, Dave?
All right. Well, I got a pin. It's my head.
Oh, that's nice. From a distance, I thought that was like a famous cartoon character.
Yeah, it's me.
I couldn't figure out which one.
It's just like you.
It's just your head.
And then 27 dresses, right? Everybody.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't want to watch 27 dresses?
Yeah, it is.
If you haven't seen it 27 times, you're not doing it right.
I think it's good.
And then I got a Jack Reacher book in honor of the new Reach.
One of the numerous Jack Reacher books that they probably don't bother to get too much out of for the films. I heard the new one's terrible.
Is it? Ah, shit. That sucks.
I haven't heard it from any one specific person, but I, you know, just the vibe is not good. Rotten Tomatoes didn't get a very good number.
I liked the first one. It kicked the shit out of a lot of people. It was tight.
All right, pass everything down here, you guys, that you brought so far, because I got to really get this all consolidated before this monster bag gets involved. Because, you know, Andy works at Screen Junkies, so he's got access to a lot of stuff.
And, yes.
So tell us, you're going to just put it all on the table? Oh, my God.
Yeah, a bunch of toys. So at Screen Junkies, we have ridiculous. A lot of stuff on our sets. So there's like some Batman, some Loki. There's a Screen Junkies hat, Screen Junkies shirt. This, well, that's the funny thing. Hold on. And then I have Cars perfume.
That's
this is all random things. A Waterworld poster. And then this was just random because I'm trying to unload this. And I shot Skecher videos way back. And these are the weird shape-up shoes.
Those are those weird rounded bottom shoes.
Yeah, they hurt your foot. But I did like viral videos for them. And I kept this in my closet. And my wife has been begging me to unload it. So you guys get that. Because I didn't want to give away because they felt valuable. That's a cape. And then
of course it is.
This is rare, actually. This is my horror movie, The Janitor. I actually don't give this away very often, so if you don't like me, someone will be excited you got it.
A cape that says Arrow, there. Which so, would yeah, finish a lot of your Arrow toys. Costume, because he has a sock in his shoe.
So a lot of fun random crap. But Doug, that didn't feel enough for me when I'm here.
That wasn't enough. All this stuff...
No, because we're so grateful at Screen Junkies that you help us all the time. So I just wanted to be Oprah. Am I allowed to be Oprah?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, shit.
I want to give something away to everybody in the crowd right here. How about Screen Junkie t-shirts for everybody?
Everybody gets a shirt, goddammit.
Everybody gets a shirt. And how about this? In order to see Doug's show, Pitch Off, everything else on Plus, including the roast of Rick Grimes, which is very funny. We have a bunch of roasts.
Oh, roast
stuff.
Of Rick Grimes.
How
I
would
like
you all
that.
Like a membership to Screen Junkies Plus? Yeah! Oh, that's fun.
Wait, so how long is this membership good for?
I think a few months. They're going to be able to check out a lot of stuff. A
few months. That's pretty cool. Okay.
I have a friend, my colleague here has a clipboard. You have to put your email on there so I can make sure I email you the membership. And then we have t-shirts we'll hand to you too. So yay. Thanks, Doug. Hey, thanks, everybody. Thug Love Movies. Oh, and if you're listening, Doug, we're going to give just your listeners 20% off an annual discount if they use promo code Doug at checkout.
Okay. All right.
So check out the show.
Fair enough.
It's so good. We want to all see it.
It's okay. Like a wrestling match in here. This is electric.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. Is there really a piece of paper being passed around they could
you
fill out?
You should be coming out the side there. Yeah, he's got it.
Come on out the side then.
He's on.
I want to see that it's happening.
He doesn't trust me.
I don't like everybody to have to line up afterwards to sign up. I want to just get it all in while you're here. Okay, you got it going? Okay, good.
Yep, over there.
So, yeah, get your email on there. And don't cheat and write down the email of everyone you know. My whole head moves when I wink. I'm terrible at winking. All right, so really quickly, let's go down the line and ask the question I always like to ask everybody. What was the last movie that you saw, Sean? S. Jordan.
I went to The Girl on the Train last night.
Uh-huh.
At Los Feliz 3. So it's the first time I've been to that theater, and the theater was so sick. I like it there a lot.
You like that theater a lot?
I do. I like it a whole bunch now. It's my new favorite theater in Los Angeles.
All right. You might want to try the other two screens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? You don't know which one
they
I went
to. They took one and chopped it up into three, and if you like the one you're in, then you're not in the ones that suck.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
One of the theaters in there, you have to literally look up. Like,
there was,
you really are looking up.
It might have been that
the
one.
Movie.
So
oh,
I
and
guarantee.
You thought that was sick.
Doesn't take
I agree. I totally think it's sick.
But was it dope?
No.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take a lot for me, Douglas. Okay. It's just, no, you know, I enjoy,
well,
I enjoy things.
I'm glad you plugged the theater more than the movie. Kate, what do you got?
Yesterday, I rewatched, because I hadn't seen it since high school, To Die For.
Oh, with
movie.
Nicole Kidman and Matt Dillon?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is so good. He's really young in it, but he's amazing.
Hard to forget her dancing around in front of the car lights out in the...
Oh, and it's all rainy.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie, though.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks for that. Yeah, somebody rewatch that movie and get to Kate on Twitter. Let her know. Oh, I'm so glad you talked me into that.
It really is worthwhile.
Yeah. It would suck if somebody wrote to you, "What a waste of damn time. How dare you?" No, that's a classic. Gus Van Sant directed that,
yep.
Right? All right. Dave?
I watched a movie on American Airlines. It was sick. And...
The movie
was the Independence Day, which was woof. That's a real shitty
movie. The Insurgents
movie.
One?
Oh my God!
What's it called? Insurgents?
Who gives a
Resurgence.
Shit?
Resurgence.
Resurgence. Yeah, that's it.
I want to.
Made you watch that for movie fights?
Isn't that the third part of the Shailene Woodley trilogy? Resurgent.
Resurgent.
Yeah, it's terrible, that new Independence Day.
Yeah. That was my review.
What did we have to argue? I argued about it on Movie Fights.
Yeah,
and
made you go see it in the theater, and you said you were the only one.
Yeah, well, there was me and the other guy I was on the road with. But what did we have to fight over? Like, which character should have died, or which character we want to die the most?
Or what should there?
What's the worst scene?
Yeah, what was the
worst part of the movie for you?
Ah, shit. I think the fact that Judd Hirsch doesn't die, I think that was... That the fucking,
right, it really looks like he's about to die.
Yeah, then he's like, I just lived on the... bullshit.
Yeah,
whatever.
I lived on the tidal wave.
Yeah.
I hated that they didn't put Will Smith in, but then they give you the picture of him, and then it pans to the bad, like, little kid Will Smith, who was atrocious. You don't want to... Don't remind me Will Smith's not in it. It was a bad movie.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I didn't like the character that went up to the space orb and you know, everyone was like looking at it like, is it going to kill us, and he just walks up to it and starts touching it, and then it fucking grabs his hand and it won't let him go for a little while, and you wanted it to just kill him.
Most annoying character ever.
It was very annoying. Alright, I did a show a couple days ago, so I don't think I've seen a movie in its entirety since then. I watched episodes of Portlandia on the flight back from Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. You know, I like to get a group of people together, like 99 people or maybe a few less than that, and just say things that make two or three applaud at a time.
That's all right.
Because that's how niche-y entertainment has become, is that, you know, three people love something. Who loved the latest episode of Walking Dead?
It was fun.
Loved it?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ah, shit, I haven't seen it.
I don't.
Oh, God. It's just gotten into the realm of just being torture.
Yeah, they need more
watching
zombies.
People get tortured.
Yeah, it needs to be more zombies.
Negan's way cooler than zombies.
I won't raise your voice.
How about Westworld? Do you like Westworld?
I don't like
I love Westworld. I saw that. The movie Westworld was one that we grew up with. Like, my friend had like 30 VHS movies, and Westworld was one of them. And yeah, it's a rad movie.
I wish Negan would go to Westworld and get face fucked by Ed Harris. I do not like Negan at all. I mean, I get that he's a charismatic actor and he gets good monologues or whatever, but I'm just like, I don't like what he did.
He's the people. Best villain they've had for sure.
I don't. That's the worst villain.
Well. Glass is half empty. Yeah, he's the worst, best villain. You guys need to get quiet. Right. You guys are interested in our conversation about Negan, and I like that.
I just think it's interesting that they got like R-rated, straight up R-rated violence into a primetime television program with
but they can't
commercial
say the
sponsorship. You can't say the F word, you can't, you know, see somebody's dick. Especially if it's a lady. Then you don't know which restroom she should go into. You know what I meant. Here's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
You don't care what movie I saw, Doug? It was Doctor Strange. It was good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, now I want to talk about that one! It was good?
Yeah, it's not the best Marvel movie, but it's an origin story. It's good.
Well, now here's...
Cool action sequences.
Here's a fun game. What's your favorite Marvel movie, Kate Micucci?
that one that Wes Anderson made.
What is your favorite, Andy?
Winter Soldier. Yeah, or Iron Man.
That is a good one. Which Iron Man?
First one, definitely.
Number one?
Oh, yeah.
You thought Jeff Bridges was a compelling villain?
No, I just think it's a good movie. It's a third act isn't great, but it's still a solid.
Villain is so important for me in those.
Winter Soldier, I think, is still the best.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That is a solid one. Civil War, though, you like that, too?
Yeah, super. I mean, that scene in the airport is probably the best comic book fight ever.
Yeah, that was super neat.
I felt like a seven-year-old kid playing with my action figures.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too. All right.
Can you make a list of ones I should watch?
if you think your life is all right without watching movies made for boys, then, you know, little boys. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about children. What about the Pixar movies? Do you watch those?
Some of them.
Yeah. Probably not Cars.
I didn't see
Cars. Or Cars 2.
No, I didn't see that one.
Those are bullshit. The cars have eyes on their windshields and nobody is inside them driving them and they have racing competitions.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Should we see what they smell like?
No.
You steered that to Cars so quickly, like you had that on your mind. That was funny.
What?
That just got steered to Cars so quickly.
I am
quickly.
Really
steered
curious
to
cars. What that smells like.
I am. I agree with Andy. His impulse to open it was a smart one and I just yelled at him for no reason.
Just like the idea.
Cars Noir?
Oh.
Dracars Noir.
Dracars Noir. That's the last time I want to hear you speak.
I just like the idea of someone
that was
like,
a good one, thank you.
She just made it more valuable because it's been used by you.
If you're like going out on
I
a
get
date.
Used by? So I gotta spray some down my pants? Ew. Some guys do that, right? Give their junk a little love.
Fucking scumbags do that.
A little love.
That'd be the worst
scumbags
thing.
Scumbags and gigolos.
I can't imagine if I were going down on a guy and it smelled like cologne. I'd just leave.
Or if it smelled like Cars perfume.
Cars perfume. If it smelled like anything other than like skin, you know? Because that means they were planning on getting a blowjob, and that you can't plan on that.
All right, I think I'm close to opening this thing. Jesus Christ.
I'm filling the dead air pretty. It's kind of
like,
tight.
It must just be like gasoline.
Marvel inside. Comics University.
It must be flammable or something, because they're really, really keeping you from getting in there.
Sorry, I suggested it.
Jesus Christ. All right, so I could keep picking at it as we
try?
As
I'll
we go
pick
on.
At
yeah,
it.
You could do it. But then you have to put your microphone down, and then you don't get to participate in audio entertainment.
Look well, at that was
well,
quick.
Now you see, you're just mangling it, though. But some people like to. It's bad enough you're taking it out to play with it, but preserve the box.
I'm gonna use it all.
Oh,
be nothing left.
Oh no!
Oh my God! On it.
It is not as nice a product as I expected from that box.
It looks like hand soap.
It just looks like a small, like you know, syrup bottle. That
like
they
spray on syrup?
Stuck a smiling car with eyeballs on.
They should have made it like a tire or some shit. That would have been tight.
And it says neon endurance cup.
Who's going to try it?
And it doesn't have like a safety thing on it. I'm just going to go into the air first and see how that goes.
Oh, there it is. I wish you guys.
It's not bad, but
that.
It just smells like a scent that a person shouldn't have.
That was like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber with the banaca. That's what you just did.
It's not that bad.
Let's get some in the air.
It's not bad, yeah. That's what you look for in a perfume.
It doesn't smell like a car.
It's, or air freshener, which I thought it was.
Surprisingly, like, light.
It's not horrible. It's just not horrible. That's the best I can say about it.
Dracars Noir.
So congratulations to whoever wins that. An especially pre-mangled box. Can I put the lid back? Settle down.
It smells like Ross in here now.
From Friends?
Yeah. Ross's? Ross Dress for Less?
Oh, all right. That makes more sense.
You guys didn't get that when I first fucking said it? We didn't all get like Ross Dress for Less? Or Gordman's or Half Price Store, wherever you're from. I got them all. Deep Cut, Playboy, Deep Cut. Gordman's?
Yeah. I've got a Ross like right near where I live, and I still think of Ross from Friends before.
I don't have a lot of money.
I definitely
Yeah, I think we all smell like cars right
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
I wish my car smelled like this. It'd be dope. That would be dope.
All right.
It does smell like... It's going to smell like perfume up here the whole time.
You guys have to get your name tags.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by CISO. CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O, is the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. Every episode of SNL ever, including new episodes the day after they air. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air. And they even have classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, and Saved by the Bell. Even British comedies like the original Office with Ricky Gervais, the entire Monty Python catalog, the It Crowd, IT Crowd for those in the know, and Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. Discover the next big names in comedy and watch the icons before they made it big, like Louis C.K., Hannibal Buress, Chelsea Peretti, Amy Schumer, Bo Burnham, and so many more. CISO is ad-free, just $3.99 per month. Need a recommendation? How about Hidden America with Jonah Ray? It's a fake travel show where the places are real, but the people are not. The critics have confirmed it. CISO's new travel show parody is a long-awaited gut punch for every Bourdain addict. And the best new televised travel series isn't a real travel series, and it's not on TV. It's Hidden America, and it's on CISO. And right now, my listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code DLM at checkout. Shows you can't get anywhere else, from critically acclaimed original series like Take My Wife or Harmon Quest to all 40-plus years of SNL. CISO is the only place that offers every episode ever made and the new episodes the day after they air. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code DLM at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code DLM. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Sean?
Chris, I'm playing for. The Passion of the Chris.
And it's a big Passion of the Christ poster, but that's like, I don't know why it's been glued to cardboard. Like, was it?
I didn't know they broke his face.
It's just, yeah, it's really an interesting presentation you have there, Chris.
There's a joint taped in the mouth,
so you might want to, can you pop that out of there for me?
That might have something to do with the presentation.
Could you pass that down to me, Sean?
Yeah,
not,
the joint.
No,
the
not
whole...
put it on the ground.
Well,
take
the whole thing?
The joint off of the, no, just the joint. Oh, wow, it comes out. That's a nice little way it slid right out of that thing. Does it smell good, Dave?
Yeah, it smells like good weed.
Yeah, it's not a spliff, right? It's all weed, no tobacco.
What's a spliff?
It's like when they put tobacco in there with the weed. And
that sounds disgusting.
It is. I don't care for it. Kate?
Instead of V for Vendetta, it's K for Carly.
Oh.
How quaint. That's very polite of you, Carly.
What do you got there, Dave?
I got feathers instead of heathers.
That's
oh, and I replaced Christian Slater in the film, and I'm feeling good about that.
And the lady's name's Feathers.
Oh, you double checked that with her?
Singular.
Feather.
My fault.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That would be weird to name somebody Feathers or Willows. Roses.
Feather is the one that came up with Drakkar's Noir.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was looking over there when I chastised you. So I'm glad, because eye contact makes everything worse. Andy?
Am I allowed to change mine?
I think you should keep the Twix bar and change yours.
Well, I just thought there'd be more detail, and there's just not.
No, they just taped a Twix bar.
She just did an awesome homemade Care Bear with Ty Doug. I'm more impressed by
that. But there's Mace off.
Yeah, that's all they did, though.
But that's
offense.
Your name is Mace?
Is your name Mace?
Yeah.
Really?
Your name is Mace?
Yeah.
Type.
How sad are you going to feel, Mace, if we throw your name tag back in?
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring that back up.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at this.
Blooded.
Look at that.
That's a name tag.
Yeah. The Karen Bears movie.
Some things are going on here.
I mean, no offense, Mace. I'm sorry, but.
Look at this. Great. Yeah. She really went all out. She put Mark Wahlberg on a bear, and I'm on a bear, and a lot of weed leaves are popping out of my stomach and chest, furry chest. And she's another bear hanging out over there on a cloud with a heart on her ass.
That is, I do like the weed leaves coming out of your stomach. That's
right? The whole thing. Great job.
Man, I feel so bad for Mace.
You too,
that just
Mace.
Seems real fucked up.
He's got a free t-shirt and Screen Junkies Plus.
All right, you got a free t-shirt, I guess.
Hey, Mace, you can also have 27 dresses.
Mace, if you haven't seen it, it's a classic. Get your hands on it. James Marsden at his best.
All right, let's play a couple of games, starting with one that I enjoy a great deal called Purple Rain Man. This is where I'm going to name the third billed people in this movie mashup title, not unlike Purple Rain Man. It's going to be two movies that go together nicely, and they don't fight at all. And I'm going to start with the third billed people in these two movies. And the order I say the people is the order of the titles of their movies. Hopefully that all makes sense as we proceed. Kind of doesn't matter if it doesn't. It's one of those games where you figure it out after you've played it a few times. No audience answers, please. What mashup movie title has these two third billed stars in it? J.K. Simmons and Corey Stoll. All right, moving on to second build. Oh, wait, Andy thinks he might have an answer.
Wait, sorry.
Andy just had to take a pensive breath.
Let me give you the second bill. That might help you out. Anna Kendrick and Michael Douglas. So one movie has J.K. Simmons and Anna Kendrick in it. The other one has Corey Stoll and Michael Douglas in it. And then the top billed people in this mashup movie title are Ben Affleck and Paul Rudd.
So fucking quiet in here.
Because everybody knows it but you four.
I know part of it.
In the game.
What's that?
Accountant. Wait.
What? Say it.
I don't know the second one.
You don't?
I forgot who was
Ant-Man. Paul Rudd, Michael
Ant-Man.
Douglas.
Ant-Man Accountant?
Yeah, it's Accountant Ant-Man? That's what I was going to say.
The Accountant Man. The Accountant Man.
Ant-Man. I didn't... Yeah, I didn't get a count Ant-Man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
Did you both come up with that together? Is that what happened?
Watching you guys struggle with that was fun. Kate was like, I'll be over here if you need me.
The accountant man.
The accountant man.
All right. The accountant man. We got it.
Yeah.
That makes way more
it's
sense.
It's cool, dude. The accountant man.
What do you mean I need to pay to get in? No. The accountant man.
All right. This next game is a lot simpler, but Andy does get to go first in this one. And we're going to play Last Man Stanton.
Done.
To 2 points. So... each round of this game, we take turns naming actors suggested by an audience member that's been pre-selected. But in the second round,
The person who dropped out first in the first round gets to name any actor or actress for everybody to play in the next round. And we play until somebody has 2 points. I don't get points, but I play along anyway. And you all in each round get to use one lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose.
Chris, be on point.
You get
dog.
To turn to and ask for help. And I recommend asking them for help early rather than later.
Before the deep cuts.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little lost, but maybe I'll catch on.
I think so.
Okay, you just great. Say movies that someone's
I think in. You're going to get it.
Okay.
I think you're going to win, too.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Well, you know the whole thing is rigged, right? All right, let's go to help us out with the first suggestion. Where is Knuckle Lunch?
Knuckle Lunch? Like a knuckle sandwich?
Knuckle Lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Why Knuckle Lunch?
Because I...
Is it like a knuckle sandwich reference?
Yeah, I was making a website and...
You're making a website called Knuckle Lunch?
Yeah.
And that's since failed and gone away? And your Twitter name is still Knuckle Lunch?
Yes. Half
yes.
True.
Okay. Half true. All right. Well, I don't have time to explore the missing half.
I smell a knuckle sandwich coming on.
Oh, no. Don't.
Uh-oh.
I still smell carbs.
Yeah. Let's just... From now on, why don't you just change your story to when somebody says knuckle lunch, say, because I'm about to give you a knuckle sandwich. Like, just give them a punchline, then go home or go have a sandwich.
One of these.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your actual name?
My name is Adam.
Okay, Adam. What's your suggestion for Last Man Stanton?
So I wanted to tie it in.
Whoa, there's a story behind it?
I'm interested, Adam. I'm in there.
Well, it started when I was born small.
Then I got knuckle sandwich tattooed on my lower back, and since then it's just been movies. Bye.
When I was a kid, my dad would hit me at breakfast and he'd hit me at dinner. And I used
what?
To... It grew to a point where I liked it, and I was like, where's my knuckle lunch?
That was so dark.
All right. what's your suggestion? You can give the whole story if you want. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's really quick. It's just,
no, it's really quick.
I wanted to tie it in with your sobriety month.
Oh, this is going along with my sober month. I like that. I like a themed answer.
So, do you want to try to guess?
I don't want to try to guess. Holy shit.
Try to guess what? I need more information.
Oh, how the game has turned. Finally, an audience member wants to quiz me.
We all just have red dots on our forehead.
I do want to guess now that you mention it. It's somebody that's sober a lot in movies?
No, somebody that's had some trouble in the past.
Had some trouble with alcohol in the past. It's Robert Downey Jr.
No.
No. I mean, had some trouble with alcohol in the past could be fucking anybody. It's like a step through stardom is having trouble with alcohol.
Mel Gibson.
You're saying Mel Gibson? Okay, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's had trouble with alcohol in the past?
Yeah, it gave him...
I know he had trouble
it gave
with
him mouth diarrhea.
I think he had trouble with racism, and he just drank some.
But now that he's been sober for... I think he's been sober for 8 or 10 years or something.
He's not racist
a
anymore.
A while. He's been sober. He's been sober for a while, and so, you know, since he's not drunk, he can... not say racist things.
Can you say sugar tits still?
I don't know who you think that's racist.
I was always on the fence about that one. Is sugar tits offensive to you, Kate?
Nah, call me that anytime.
Yeah, like it'd be much worse if it was like dirt tits. It was a compliment. It was a compliment.
Also, I think he's about to be a dad for the 9th time, I just read.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
9 little lethal weapons walking around?
I don't know why. There's nothing to cover up anymore. I don't know why I'm hiding anything from you. Okay, so Mel Gibson is the subject. So we'll start with Andy, and we'll get a running start to Kate.
I just said it, so I'm going
to... I didn't mean to do that.
You did what?
I didn't mean to say. I just said it.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
Well,
lethal weapon.
He's going to take it, I guess. But let's play when I say let's start to play. you have that on account. It's going to go to me, then Sean, then Kate, then Dave. What? You just said the title just...
I made a joke about
with nine little lethal weapons walking around. Got it, I got it.
Because his dick, you know, little lethal weapon.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens when you make jokes.
What? I got lost. Chris, I got lost.
And he's going to say lethal weapon?
Yes, sir.
All right, I like the way you play. I'll say lethal weapon, too. This is before every goddamn movie had a subtitle at the end. You got to know the subtitle if you guess one that's got a subtitle.
Lethal Weapon 3, Look Who's Talking Now. I'm kidding. Lethal Weapon 3.
Kate?
The Patriot.
Dave?
I don't know why that's funny.
Get the Gringo.
Get the Gringo, okay. Andy?
Braveheart.
What women want? More sugar on their tits. Sean?
Wasn't there Lethal Weapon 4?
That's why I was laughing.
I was saving it. Something you all forgot.
I can't.
When Andy didn't take it, I was like, well, I'm not going to be the dick to take it. Okay, Lethal
Chris
Weapon 4.
Chris and I will fucking take it. Lethal Weapon 4, dog.
All right, Kate, what do you got?
Wasn't he in a movie called The Beaver?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He sure was. I don't believe he played the title role. Wait, it was a puppet on his hand.
Right.
Yeah.
The beaver puppet. And the beaver puppet sounded like Michael Caine.
My cocaine. You ever done that?
Nuh-uh.
Whoa, I thought
it was my cocaine, yeah.
I thought Michael Caine was here for a second. That was crazy.
My name is my cocaine. Go ahead, Dave.
The Road Warrior.
Oh, okay. I see where we're headed now.
Mad Max.
Yeah. I'll go with the singing detective.
What? Singing or sinking?
Singing.
Singing.
Like right. Like that's could be either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man without a face.
Did you say man without a place?
The sinking man without a face. He definitely wasn't singing.
Okay, Kate.
I feel like I'm failing here. So
why?
I can't think of. Is he?
Well,
you can
go to your lifeline if you want.
Oh, your lifeline.
Lifeline. Do you have one, Carly?
Does Carly have something? The films of Mel Gibson, the great Mel Gibson. You were probably about eight
dropped out of the business. Is he in the Passion of the Christ? This might. End my time here.
I would accept a movie that he's directed.
Then The Passion of the Christ.
I will not accept that one.
Oh, darn.
Because I do not like torture in my entertainment. No, I'll accept that. Go ahead, Dave. And that leaves it open for the other movie he directed that I can't remember the title of right now.
Oh, I can't either.
It's good, though. Dave?
Oh, boy. I got it.
You can go to your lifeline. And Kate still has her lifeline if...
Are you staring at my lifeline? Feather.
Who'd you pick? Feather? Feathers.
Chicken Run.
Oh.
Whoa, of course Feather comes up with Chicken Run. Andy?
Maverick.
Oh,
I fucking that movie's
Maverick.
So good. It's so good.
Oh, it's really
good.
Sick.
It's so good. Sick and dope
sick.
And all of it put on a burger.
That movie is so
with
sick.
Extra mayo.
You.
Yeah, I was trying to get gross. Nobody got gross now.
Okay, I'll go super deep to win. I don't know if he went full retarded on this, but
least favorite.
He was in a movie called Tim. Tim.
Fact checker on the show?
Nope.
You said we can do the other
corrections
one.
Department weighs in a few days later.
We can do the other one he directed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Apocalypto?
Yes, that's what it's called. I just kept thinking Extapa. Which is a place, not a although is Apocalypto the name of the town that?
I don't think it was a town.
The name of the, is that the name of the village?
I wish they called him.
Welcome to Apocalypto.
I just live in a little town called Apocalypto right down the road.
And they're all just robot natives. So that would work.
Yeah, it would.
Could be a Westworld spinoff. Kate,
I don't. I'm like, I wonder what movies he would have auditioned for. Like, did he audition
for
Titanic or While You Were Sleeping? Like, would he have gone up for those movies? I know he's not in them. I don't know.
I don't think he went up for things. I think they just
they were just like, hey,
Noah Gibson movies.
I don't know, Carly. I mean,
do you got anything now, Carly? You might have thought of something.
No, still didn't think of anything. I think I'm
all right, Kate. You're out, but that means you get to pick the actor or actress in the next round, so you could be really devious.
Oh,
you know. I don't know how well we all know what films you've been in, so you could name yourself if you wanted to.
I would never do that to you.
All right, but not yet. We got to finish this then.
Oh, I see.
You got to sit there and think
about
it.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, okay. Dave?
Ransom.
Yeah, of course. Give me back my son!
Good cut.
Give me back my son, sugar tits!
He would have got his son back a lot quicker if he didn't.
Right? If he just yelled, put a little sugar on it.
You're not as bad of a dad as we thought. Here's your kid.
Andy?
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, I almost said that. But then I thought, what if I got it wrong? What if it's beneath Thunderdome?
Damn it.
So instead, I'm going to go with a much easier title to say and remember, Gallipoli.
Now, I don't want this to be the same answer that I'm sitting on, Chris. So you're going to have to look at me and know what I'm thinking of. So I'm going to go...
He's got nothing.
Oh, you
nothing.
Got nothing?
I had Thunderdome.
Well, that's not the fucking answer I'm sitting
Thunderdome.
On, Chris.
All right, so you got to just go without him there, Sean.
The Payback? Or Payback?
All right, Payback. I'll accept Payback.
You want to let it ride?
No, just Payback, yeah.
You and I, Chris.
All right. Oh, he's got one now. So
was that cheating?
Both of you settle down.
I already went to him, though. I can't go to him again, can I?
I mean, he didn't have anything.
All right. I've never had my lifeline not have anything, actually. So.
Okay. That's why I say go to him early. Dave?
Machete 2?
Oh.
I think there's more to it than just Machete 2. Do you know the other words?
Machete Kills?
Yes.
I think that's correct.
That's right. That's
okay.
Oh, wow. Yes.
At least he said Machete.
Right? That movie, though, half the time they say Machete and half the time they say Machete. It's like, it's not character-based.
Seems like the whiter somebody is in the movie, the more they say Machete.
They just want to fit in. Yeah, right. What else we got?
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have four. I'm just trying to pick one.
Yeah, pick strategically. Braggart.
I'm going to go with Bird on a Wire.
Oh.
That was, you guys got mad all of a sudden.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll stay in the same vein, conspiracy theory. Ooh, it would pain somebody.
Chris, throw it at me, dude. It was Bird on a Wire.
Oh, he thought of Bird on a Wire.
Easy to say, Chris. Easy to say.
Yep.
I see your plan the whole time.
Conspiracy 2. It's not even a theory that time. It's just
life or death
out here,
Chris.
Conspiracy that's real.
It's nothing to joke around about.
All right, so you're out, Sean.
Yeah, I'm out.
But you'll be back in the next round. Dave?
Forever Young?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I was sitting on that one.
With Jamie Lee Curtis. That's right. Oh.
My turn?
Yes, please.
Expendables 3.
Of course.
What do you got? I love the opinions. Like, it was the right answer. We should all be stoked. It was the right answer.
Yeah. It's, you know, you never know what people are going to be stoked by. Some people enjoyed Burt Reynolds in Stoker Ace.
Sure.
Me, not so much. For Mel Gibson, I am going to say The Year of Living Dangerously.
Never heard of it. Surprising no one.
Yeah. Linda Hunt won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a man.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
Or never. Well, yeah.
I wish she was in Maverick.
I wish I was in
but
Maverick.
But she's in Silverado. Dave?
I'm fucking toast.
You did good, though, dude. Andy?
Pocahontas.
Oh, my God.
Like the real one, huh? The Shit. Live act.
John Smith, brother.
Pocahontas. God damn it.
That movie, those songs are, I don't know that movie holds up now.
Just Around the River Bend.
That's a good one.
I hear the wolf cry to the blue horn moon.
I just remembered that I need to pick up some paper towels on the way home. The Bounty!
Oh, shit.
Well, if directing counts, Hacksaw Ridge, which just came out.
Oh, doesn't count. God damn it. I thought I was so excited about it. You still have a couple more? Oh, my God. This is really tough.
It's not tough if you're out.
No, you can just sit there and just relax.
So creepy. There's so many people in here and you can hear someone breathing.
I might have to call it. I know there's some good ones out there still. But it's getting harder and harder each day to picture his face. And the things that he says and does in motion pictures. He should have been in Tequila Sunrise, but he isn't. I give up. Andy?
I don't have any. I was sucking you out.
Okay, but audience, we missed something, right?
Signs!
It's always a huge one.
That was a good one.
Fucking signs. We are soldiers, not so much.
Toys.
What?
Air America.
Air America. With Robert Downey Jr.
Welcome to the Tombstones.
What?
Welcome. What'd you say?
Welcome to the Tombstones?
Walk among the Tombstones?
Wasn't that Liam Neeson?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Well, in that case, the gray, taken two, taken three.
I hope she didn't pick Liam Neeson.
All right, so Andy's on the board with 1 point, and we got plenty of time to make this happen for somebody else to catch up and win. Kate, you get to start us off.
I was going to say Sandra Bullock.
Okay, but what are you really going to say?
Sandra Bullock.
We just did Sandra Bullock in the very last episode of the show, so I would be
Never
too good at it.
Then.
No, I'm going to recuse myself because it's fun to play again to see what ones you guys think of. So well, I'll sit this one out because I really
crazy.
Just did
just
it yesterday.
Did it.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Or 2 days ago.
Okay. We can do a different one.
No, don't worry about it. Our brand is Crisis. So you'll go first, and then what was the order last time? We'll switch the order around. Which way was it going? So then it goes to Sean and Andy and Dave. Go, Sandra Bullock.
Speed.
Good one. Sean?
Miss Congeniality. What's so goddamn funny? It's a classic movie.
Just to me, Miss Congeniality just sounds like one word, and it sounds like a very bad thing that could happen to your body.
I was accused of Miss Congeniality.
Oh, my God. I started congealing, and then they diagnosed me with full congeniality. Andy?
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Okay.
Just a fun thing to say.
Yeah, it's just, he's always going to go for the show off the answers. I can feel it.
Hope floats.
I'm pretty sure we didn't say that one on Saturday. Kate?
Demolition Man.
I think you're going to be formidable in this one. You sound confident. Sean?
While You Were Sleeping?
Oh, yeah. That was
isn't that your favorite movie?
That is my favorite movie.
I thought you were going to take it just then, and I got real bummed out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like that movie better if Mel Gibson was in it. Andy?
The Heat.
The Heat.
The Net.
Same name.
Kate?
She was in Drive, right?
Well, you can't, first of all, and you can't, secondly. No, don't ask me, and
Drive.
Be and sure to use your lifeline.
Drive.
Use your lifeline.
Try your lifeline.
Sandra Bullock in Drive, lifeline. Carly, no, you don't know? Oh, maybe I'll just switch it up and say a different movie.
I'd recommend
Drive.
That.
Wait, no, it wasn't. Wait, shoot, I'm getting movies mixed up.
I think you are.
Yeah, no, it was the other one. Crash.
Sure. Crash is correct.
And please, everyone, tonight, when you go home, when you drive, don't crash.
See, that was just up.
A public service announcement, that's all.
Sean.
Forces of Nature.
Yep.
What? Now I'm laughing because someone else is laughing.
Andy.
Miss Congeniality 2.
A full title.
Cruise Control.
Armed and Fabulous?
I think so, yeah.
Fucking rad.
Nobody's ever said those words so, like, with a question like that at the end. Armed and Fabulous? You are, sugar. Tits. Dave?
Lifeline.
Okay, Lifeline. Feather's got one.
Love Potion Number 9.
Love Potion Number 9. Do you agree with that, Dave?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not indeed?
Oh, shit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
you faked me out.
I'm just going to say it confidently. Adam and Steve.
What if that movie were like a play on the title of another movie? Right?
What?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's a different title.
What if the Steve part was the only part that was right? What would you change it to then?
Well, that's funny.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Stevel.
I mean, that's...
I think we're going to have to... We should... we'll do an episode of Pitch Off where people have to pitch a sequel to that other one, but because that's the perfect title for it. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Stevel. Sean?
Should I say what that is? The actual title?
If you play how you want to play.
Can I?
I said play how you want
to
play.
Wow. All About Steve.
Yes. Yep. You know, I think we're proving my point from earlier that you should think twice.
Yeah.
I just thought he was saying don't think twice in that song. I really did.
Me too.
Yeah. Thought he was saying
don't think twice.
I just learned that. I didn't want to say it, and I marinated on it for 15 minutes.
He also
minutes.
Says, the kid is not my son.
Yeah.
A lot of people think he's saying chair.
The chair. A lot of people need to stop huffing Freon before they listen to Billie Jean. That's bananas.
No, it was a bit on David Letterman when he was on at 12:30 on NBC, and he goes, people don't understand. Like somebody wrote into the mailbag or whatever. They said, what is Michael Jackson saying in that one line when he says, the kid is not my son? And they go, we've got the tape set up so you'll understand what he's saying. And they just have the one old guy on the crew, like when it comes to that word, just go, chair. Just very loudly and clearly and not singing it. It was so fucking funny. I'll never forget it. So whenever I hear Billie Jean, I always just sing that to myself. The chair is not my son. All right. Andy.
To me.
Perfect.
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side, yes. She won her Oscar for that.
Well, I watched that twice in one day on Thanksgiving with a broken foot in Madison, Wisconsin one time.
If you could give us a short story about every title.
I bet I can.
I'd appreciate it.
All right.
Dave?
The Proposal.
Fuck you, dude. Woo!
Damn it. Okay, Kate.
Minions 2?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
How did you know that?
I just...
Not the proper title.
No, it's not the right title.
Oh, it's not the right title?
Well, like, say it slower.
Minions...
Stop. Correct.
Minions Chair.
Minions was a spinoff of the Despicable Me movies, and she was the bad...
Oh.
She was the villain in Minions. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Sean.
There hasn't been a second Minions. I got it. Oops.
Chris.
Well, there will be.
I have a feeling you're going to say no, Chris, and that's not what I want to hear. You got one? What do you got?
Gravity.
Oh, dog, Gravity.
Fucking Gravity, holy shit.
Gravity.
What are we, a bunch of stupids?
Not Chris.
My turn.
Andy.
The Lake House?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
Oh, the Lake House?
Keanu Reeves.
It was pretty awesome. She and Keanu Reeves lived in the same house 2 years apart, but they could send each other mail.
Oh, through magic?
I don't know. I mean, I think that she's been able to use magic in other movies, but it's in Lake House. It what she does doesn't seem practical. Don't worry, he's not going to figure it out.
It looks like he's thinking.
You already used your lifeline. So you got anything?
Practical magic?
Yeah, that's correct. Kate.
I think I have to use my lifeline.
Oh, really? I don't think she might have something.
Wasn't she in like that rehab maybe like
28
days or something?
Like that? 28
days.
That's correct.
Sean.
28 days later. Remember that where she thumbed that guy's eye in? Because she wanted a bottle and he wouldn't give it to her, so she's like thumbing his eyes in?
Yep, it was sick and it was dope.
It was what?
Nothing.
It was what? You have to give me the same shot. It was what?
It was sick and it was dope.
That's not a fucking Sandra Bullock movie.
It was also Buck. Go.
But what? I don't have
one. Do you have an answer?
No, I don't.
Did you use your lifeline already?
I did.
Oh, okay, you're out. Andy.
No one said it as a title, but you did it as a cheat. Our brand is Crisis.
Yeah, that's correct. I threw it out there and nobody took it.
You're supposed to signal me, Chris.
Dave?
It's got to be something like other romantic comedy one.
She had to get romantic and comedic for sure.
She's not old enough to be like a Steel Magnolia, right? Or, you know.
Enough of this.
Her tomatoes fried green?
Yeah, that's Julia Roberts.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts is Steel Magnolias.
And then, who's in? Is she a fried green tomato?
Mary Louise Parker and Kathy Bates.
Mary Louise Parker. Okay, settle down. Chick flick lover.
Reindeer Games, maybe? No.
That's Charlize.
Yeah. Not bad.
You're naming some bangers.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle.
While you were sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah. Okay, you're out. Kate?
I think I might be out. There's a movie that she did with River Phoenix and Samantha Mathis, and I can't think of the name.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it called? It was
something about... It was like they were country singers.
Something about a thing.
A Thing Called Love.
That's right. Andy?
Fire on the Amazon.
Whoa! That was like from her past.
My God.
She shows her boobs.
Yeah, that was a...
Is that
that's the only reason I know that title at all.
As a kid, I had a crush.
I never sat through that movie. You got another one there, Kate?
Oh, man. only in my dreams when they make While You Were Sleeping Too. I really don't know. I think I'm out.
That was a good run, though. Andy's got more.
I remembered one.
I don't.
That's good. Really it?
Yeah.
What about the one, 2 Weeks Notice?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Was she in more than one thing with Hugh Grant? There's the McConaughey movie, Time to Kill.
Time to Kill.
Shit.
Yeah, and she was in that Murder by Degrees with Ryan Gosling. Murder by Numbers.
I love Ryan that Gosling, movie with Michael, right? Pitt and Ryan Gosling.
Michael Pitt, yeah. What else did we miss?
Two If by C.
Oh, was a controversial one from the last episode. Two by C.
No, was she in Heather?
It's Two If by C, isn't it? Okay. We called it Two by C. All right.
Sounds like a rap song.
Well, Andy, you did it. Andy Signor is our winner tonight. So you get all this stuff, Karen, to go with your big name tag. You won big, big, big prizes. So you're going to be able to handle all this stuff? Do you have people who can help you?
Yeah. The doctor is here, yeah. He's dressed like a doctor.
Come and get it.
What? He might most likely be a doctor.
Oh, shit, you do have scrubs on, don't you? I got you.
Oh, and we should say that Andy brought all his stuff in a big, one of the big fun Comic-Con bags that
I never have a use for it until today.
Yeah, it's really a big bag. Everybody's walking around with them strapped on their backs at Comic-Con. It's a kind of an interesting look. But congratulations, Karen. Yay. Good job. There's still a Twix bar up for grabs.
For me.
What?
Give some candy to Mace for me.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you can 27 dresses. You guys want to fight over it? Because that's still loose. Yeah, you want to grab that?
That Mace.
Sean, want to do some plugs? What do you got to promote yourself?
I actually have some stuff. I'll be in Boise at Liquid Laughs November 17th through the 20th.
Look at this fucking complicated contraption.
Oh, and no.
Looks like something the Wright brothers did early on.
It does.
And
there's no shithead on the back.
And there's no shithead on the back, but he remembered to put a joint on the front coming out of the Christ's mouth. Oh, Chris. Who do you want for shithead? Say it quiet.
Traffic.
Huh?
Traffic.
Okay.
The
it's
band?
It's a good one, yeah.
I be in Boise, Liquid Laughs, November 17th through 21st, and a show in Portland at Secret Society on December 9th, and then headlining Wackos with a Z in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, December 22nd, 23rd.
This one doesn't have a shithead on the back either.
Maybe my plug should be both.
Carly? Where's she at? Oh, that's you. Who do you want me to call a shithead? Oh, everybody's just in a great mood. They're not mad at anything.
You don't got any beef, Carly?
I'll say the one for that he said. I'll say it for her too. I'll say it twice. Now this is a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a real good
one. Yeah, all right. Good job, Feather. Woo! Kate, what's coming up for you? What can you promote?
Saturday, Ricky and I will be at Festival Supreme. It's a really great
right
lineup.
Here in Los Angeles. Yeah. That's right. Always a powerful lineup there, put together by Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D and Sarah Silverman and lots of other folks.
Yeah, Flight of the Conchords.
You had a very eventful time there at the very first Festival Supreme. You had to vamp while the sound wasn't working at all.
You were there. Yeah, that was I felt like forever, but it was probably all of 15 minutes. But
It was long enough.
Yeah.
But you had to stand there and deal with it, but it went okay after that.
Yeah, I think they only wanted us to play one song after that. We were like, we didn't get to do our set. And then they let us play more.
Yeah. Smart move on their part.
We'll sound check again this time.
They don't need a goddamn riot on their hands.
Not on the pier.
Yeah. Dave?
Hey, what's up?
Dave Wade, everybody.
All right. I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase October 27th through the 29th. And then...
There you go.
The doctor might be there, I guess. And then on Halloween, October 31st, my new album, Dead Weight, comes out. Yeah, it's like a pun. I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah, it's spooky. I don't know.
It's spooky, so that's why the album's out on Halloween?
The cover is, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I get real on it, I guess. No, I talk about titties. There's some, whatever. It's funny, I guess. This is a good sales pitch, right?
Yeah, buy my new album, It's Funny, I Guess. Gonna talk about titties. I'm in. Andy, what's going on over at Screen Junkies?
Roast of Rick
about?
Grimes is up right now. If you're a Walking Dead fan, check that out. Roast of Captain America also on Plus. And a pitch off, all this amazing stuff we're doing. So screenjunkies.com, promo code Doug at checkout, and check it out there. And
thank you for doing
Andy
this.
On our Twitter. Thank you, sir.
So happy to have you here. One more time for all my guests, Sean Jordan, Kate McCucci, Dave Wade, Andy Signor. Apologies to whatever's on after this show here at UCB on this Tuesday evening. And as always, traffic is a shithead. Traffic is a shithead. And Scott Baio is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.